The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this, let's call it Moon Day. It is the 27th of March, 2017. And we get in the last 2 weeks, a triple dose of Ron McDonald. How'd that work out for us? Did we survive? Did we get vaccinated?
I think we did. I think we're healthy right now because of the triple dose.
You have, I've made mention on the air that you went through the lawsuit. It's a $5 million lawsuit aimed at Tom Lacovara for something he said on the air February, I think it was 2nd, 2016. Third. Sorry. Thank you, Mike, for the correction. The third. And we're really not directly named in that, are we?
No, actually, they attempted to name you, but they named a fiction called the Republic Broadcasting Company and named it as a corporate entity.
Well, you know,
is that you? that's not you, is it?
Well, there's somebody in the government that might consider me part of the corporation, but I sure as hell don't. I am not a corporation, nor have I ever said I was a corporation. No, never would I ever want to be a corporation for benefit and consideration of the government, or destruction, however you want to look at that. I found this rather fascinating because the guy did not do his homework. But I guarantee you, for filing this paperwork, he accepted his client's money, filed the paperwork in a court, and the sloppy son of a gun didn't even do his homework. You have, if there's any claim liable or damage or anything like that, you have 6 months in which to generate your paperwork and gather up your lawyers and, you know, tally-ho, off to the lawyer's court we go.
Not one day later, and this is a slander defamation case, it has to start at the time of the utterance of the slander. It doesn't matter if you're aware or not. You still have only 6 months to file a cause of action.
So they waited a year.
Over a year.
And they don't even know that I'm not a corporation, never filed for being a corporation. So, again, you know, that would be, aren't lawyers signed up to some legal beagle stuff that makes searching real easy and you can get all the legal stuff that you need at your fingertips through different accounts?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, like Westlaw. I'm signed up to that, and you can do a lot of research on it.
So if this Tennessee ambulance chaser would have did his due diligence, and actually, I guess, if a client comes to you and wants to file suit, they'll be happy to take your money, file paperwork. That's what lawyers do. But this guy accepted money, did not do his due diligence on this. And I'm not vindictive. I'm not going to throw paperwork back at this character. You know, what good would the world be if you've got one lawyer that was barred for, you know, whatever reason?
Yeah.
It is, it's the system itself that it's rotten, but this lazy son of a gun didn't even do his due diligence after collecting the money from his clients.
No, and the clients have a right to attack him through the state bar.
Well, I would
say... State bar has a bond for these sort of things, so to get their money back.
Well, it looked all fancy and nice showing up at the office, and I don't... Who signed for that, by the way, Mike? Did we ever determine? Huh? Secretary did? Looked official? Here, sign this.
No harm, no foul, huh?
Yeah, no harm, no foul. Well, at any rate, I appreciate your help on this. I have not had a chance to look at the paperwork you sent over. Now, I just submit this directly to the court and send a copy to the attorney?
That's correct. And the proof of service is over to you also.
When we say proof of service, you mean here, sign
to
for
the
this?
Attorney. Yeah, well, you send out a copy of the motion to dismiss, you know, under 12B2 to the attorney. And you have to attach a proof of service along with your motion to dismiss to the court. And the proof of service has to be filled out by someone not related or involved in the lawsuit.
All right. Well.
That's my opinion, John.
All right. Speaking of court goings-on and shenanigans and people that are starting to... you know, I think all this is going to end up back in the courts. I don't give a damn what somebody's contention is. I don't care what their opinion is. Let's all go hire lawyers, lawyer up, pay unnecessary fees, and try to kill each other with paperwork. The great one down here, Mr. Jones, issued a... his idea of a retraction. Now, if we remember Joe Biggs that used to work with Alex, used to report, do TV programming with him, Mr. Biggs told Alex, back away from this Pizzagate thing, it's BS, don't do it. Well, I listened to his public apology, and as per usual, Alex deflects, without naming names, refers to two reporters that used to work for him, didn't necessarily say that these two people that used to work for him are the party responsible for the Pizzagate thing. It was Alex. As Joe Biggs told him, he said, leave this thing alone. Alex, don't do it. Alex insisted. Joe picked up his stuff and left. Smart guy. So here's Alex, gets up there, denies pretty much all responsibility, issues an apology, and invites the guy on the air. Way to go, Alex. And if you listeners out there, a lot of you aren't sure what or who to trust. You're trying to absorb as much information, trying to make yourself as smart as possible, cunning, if you will, to see the enemy coming and first to identify and then see him coming, to know who the enemy is. Well, let me make a suggestion to you. You know, Alex thought that it was pretty cool that his CIA buddies were helping him out and that they used him in the Trump campaign. And my immediate thought was, look, my egotistical Texan friend, you are not that damn smart to outsmart the people that this is what they do 24/7, 365 days a year. They sit and concoct, contort, lie, skew, kill, maim, you name it. So he thinks he's right in the manger with this thing, and he was just pretty much gloating. And these people came out and said, Alex, we used you, and thank you for this. You know, we did a lot with the Trump campaign and so on and so forth. He's that ignorant. He is that. And in my estimation, hear me, Mr. Jones, I could open up the window, shout real loud, and if you were listening, as you never do to anybody, you damn fool. I don't trust you. I have never trusted you. You're all of that, and what you can't absorb, use up and spit out. You just deny any culpability or responsibility for anything. This is why several years ago, folks, and I don't want to get off on an Alex Jones rant here today. I'm only commenting on this because I posted the public apology that he put up, and it's on our site. The only reason I'm mentioning this, otherwise I wouldn't take time out of my day to go after this guy. But a couple of years ago, he came out and said he was the voice of the Patriot community through InfoWars, and I just flat flipped out over that one. That you are going to position yourself as to be the end-all, be-all, or the main mouthpiece for the Patriots in this country, you've got a lot of gall. Tons of it. And I reacted to it. Okay, enough of this. Was that kind enough, Mike?
That was more than kind,
Mike,
from my position.
Mike, I'm asking you a question. You look at me. Was that pretty fair? Pretty fair. You think I'll get sued by Alex now? Again? You know, last time I got sued, I told him, I said, you should have had a wife like mine instead of that bitch you were married to. My exact words, and I'm not flowering it. And he said, I don't think that's funny. I said, did you think that was a joke? I said, that wasn't a joke. I said, you need solid people that are going to watch your back. Not those you can command and control and order and boss around and ignore their input. You needed somebody, well, she got her hat and got out of town and got $4 million along the way. Okay, enough of this. Jeez. Why am I even talking about this, Mike? Why didn't you mute me? Oh, there is a lot to go into here. I just, first up on the block, we got a group, let me tackle the vote that didn't happen. And Trump trying to make a silk purse out of a sow's ear, and I'm referring to Mr. Ryan, House Speaker, that after over 7 years, now controlling Congress, the Senate, the White House, in 17 days tried to cram a bill down our throat that we didn't know what was in there. Hell, most of the people that were inputting on this bill, it was like an 5-minute renewal process. You had to check, you had to look over your shoulder to see what was done that you might have missed while trying to concentrate on trying to formulate something to put in this bill. And it was the biggest, I don't even know how to properly put this, Ron. Was it intentional that we do this? And to see Mr. Ryan on Friday after the vote saying, oh, well, you know, this leaves Obamacare in place, and we tried. I heard Mr. Poe, and he is a representative. Let me back up here. Did you post that story for me, Mike? Probably. Okay. Gee, I'm on the air. Let me go with probably here. I'm sorry. What'd you say, Mike? It's the story on Mr. Poe. Okay. Here we go. All right. Mr. Poe, I saw him on television, and this is not what was released by way of Newsmax, but Mr. Poe here dumped the Freedom Caucus. Now, understand who the Freedom Caucus was. The Freedom Caucus was a group of individuals not working on passing, more or less, the Obamacare light bill, the 17-page hodgepodge, confusing, idiotic thing that the Republicans, and they had 7 years to work on it, folks. This is how important it was to them. They had to cram and jam, like you do in some college someplace for a course that it's necessary, but it really doesn't mean anything. And what really doesn't mean anything is you. That's right. You. So they cobbled this thing together. The Freedom Caucus stood strong on this one and said, you know what? We ain't doing this. You can't fix stupid with more stupidity. You can't fix bad legislation and put Band-Aids on bad legislation and make it good. So what does Poe come out and do? I heard him today on Fox News. I think it was Fox Business. Well, I'm leaving the Freedom Conference, the caucus. These people were fighting with each other, and we couldn't get anything done. You didn't get anything done in that caucus, Mr. Poe, because the point of the caucus was to not repeal and replace. It was to repeal. Stop the madness now. Stop the insanity. So he comes out with this grand statement saying that he dramatically quit the House Freedom Caucus he founded after members refused to back the American Health Care Act. He told Newsmax, it would be a mistake for President Donald Trump to now give concessions to the Democrats in order to enact a future health bill. The president wants to get something passed, and I don't believe the answer is to get the Democrats on board. Now, he is a Texas Republican, and folks, I'm not real proud of Mr. Poe. I don't even know if he's any relation to Edgar Allan. He should be. Quote the Raven, Nevermore. He said, but the president wants to get the Democrats on board, and if we get another bill, which I don't think we're going to, it's going to be much more accommodating to the Democrats, and that's a mistake. Now, apparently, now, and I might be in error here, and if I am, I will apologize and make a correction here to Mr. Poe. But he claimed that this was his Freedom Caucus, and who was in this Freedom Caucus were people that didn't want a bill. They wanted to repeal Obamacare. So we hear Mr. Ryan last Friday lamenting the fact, oh, well, we tried, and, well, now we're stuck with Obamacare. You wouldn't be stuck with Obamacare if you would have repealed Obamacare. No, you accommodating assets, moderate conservatives, whatever that means anymore. A moderate conservative, in my estimation, in today's world, is like a liberal Democrat back in the 60s. It means absolutely nothing. Really doesn't. And then we have conservatives that, well, they meet with other conservatives, but they don't always agree eye to eye. Based on what? I don't know. The ingredients on a Cracker Jack box? I don't know. Sun rises in the west and sets in the east? Yeah, that. No, they don't agree. Could be any number of things, the reason why they don't agree. But they really can't seem to get it through their head that the American people were pissed off with this. And I mean really pissed off. So Trump makes it a campaign platform. We're going to repeal and replace. He didn't start out with this. I ask you people to hold the man that's sitting in the White House now accountable. It later morphed into repeal and replace to try to garner some Democrat votes maybe that weren't down with the Democratic mess that they created. For other political considerations, I am sure. But now we've got, well, it looks like we're stuck with Obamacare for the rest of 2017. And Ron, this is what's really, it's only 24 million people out of a country, let me see, plus illegals and the people that shouldn't be here overstayed their visas in this country illegally, God knows. Maybe 330 million. Okay, we got 24 million, and how many of those people are illegals themselves? That's a good question. May not ever know the answer to that. But all said and done, 24 million people that don't have health insurance. Well, let me see. I suggested this, Ron. Do you have a VA hospital within driving distance of your...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 25 yeah. minutes away.
25 minutes away. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of VA hospitals out there within driving distance of a lot of people. Now, I'm going to suggest that you take those 24 million people, vet them at the door, throw the illegals out of line, process the applications, run them through the Veterans Administration. Don't you have hospital beds and doctors and nurses for a stopgap measure? Or would that put too much of a burden on a hospital system run by the government that was never effective, and we still have veterans out there hurting?
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and all my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model?
All right, sorry about that. I was talking with the neighbor next door. We were the old gal. Got to be in her 80s, close to 90. We were talking last year about Hillary Clinton versus Trump. She said, you know, you said that there'd probably be a revolution if Hillary got elected. And I said, and he won. And she says, and I'm seeing all these people that are now arming themselves. And I'll get around to that story as well. We have the Antifa, stands for the anti-fascists out there. They're calling themselves Brown Berets, and they're going to be out there protecting communities. And they showed up armed. Now, I'm all for Second Amendment rights, but boys, are you kidding me? Do you know what the supposed radical right has on its side? Hell, cops and former military, hunters, you know, the people that go out there and actually know how to fire a weapon with a scope on it and kill something and drag it home and dress it out and eat it. You snowflakes will melt in the desert heat here in Texas. I mean, it's most incredible, most incredible. And I'll get around to that story as well. But for a minute here, back to Mr. Poe. He was saddened by the fact that after years of promises by Republicans, and the lawmakers to repeal and place former President Barack Obama's signature legislation, and the party could not get it together to do it. Republicans are in charge, we have the majority, and we set the rules. We can make the legislation we wanted, and now we have the situation where we're really failing to lead. Here's the problem, Mr. Poe. You're leading in a time and an era in this country that we don't need people like you to give us more crap. I cannot think of a better term for this. 17 days working on the replacement for Obamacare. And he's lamenting that Donald Trump wanted to talk to Democrats, get their input on this most important repeal and replace. Folks, it is nothing but another insurance bill. Does not matter. Look into this yourself and forget these. I hope there's something that supersedes hell. I hope there's pulsar-like heat out there for these. Forget hell. All right, the devil couldn't even survive in close proximity to a pulsar. But I hope the heat is rather high where these people hopefully go. You know, Ron, I was talking about the Veterans Administration. You know, there's another broke thing that they can't seem to fix. I don't know how many billions of dollars goes into Veterans Administration, and they still can't seem to get it right. Well, I had not heard anything from Mr. Trump on this, because now he's gearing up to send more people back into the Middle East. Not tons of them, but his promise was, hey, we're going to cut ties, we're going to get the hell out of here. Well, evidently that's not going to happen. And since we have nuclear weapons, I'm not really convinced that there's going to be an all-out assault, conventional assault on America, that we'd have to rely on the military or some of the stuff that's broken that we may need to fight in that type of theater. But we still have nuclear weapons that can reach any place on this planet. So I'm not really worried about North Korea, not worried about China. Really not worried about too much of anything, unless they want to launch a nuclear strike, and then we all get to die. Whoopee. All right, everybody's cooked a medium rare, and you either die immediately in the blast area or you die of radiation, and you know the story. So
let me ask you a question, because it's bothering me on Paul Ryan. He actually didn't let anyone read the bill. Am I correct? None of the Congress didn't read the bill before he tried to get it passed.
There were so many changes, and there was so much input, and there was so much confusion, and Donald Trump's trying to talk to Democrats, and Paul Ryan was taking the high road, as he put it on this one. He's negotiating and trying to get the ducks lined up to get this comprehensive Obama replacement bill in place. They didn't have time to talk about the details. Whatever was leaked out to the media, whatever the politicians wanted the media to mouth, that's exactly what they got. When any questions were asked about it, it led to more confusion. So they thought they were going to do this under a blanket of ignorance out there. And I don't know how this happened, but there were some people with an R next to their name in Washington that said, no, we're not going to do this. Second hour, or I'm sorry, bottom of the hour break here. I'm trying to wish my life away. I know. We'll be back in about 4 minutes.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient, with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
They call it storm of Monday, but Tuesday just doesn't say. Wednesday's world.
Alrighty, we're back. Now, one other thing I want to bring up about this to make it understandable to people of what Poe, supposedly with his Freedom Caucus, was trying to do. And the president wants to get something passed. I don't believe the answer to get the Democrats on board is the answer, he was claiming. But the president wants to get the Democrats on board, and if we get another bill, which I don't think we're going to do, it's going to be much more accommodating to Democrats, and that's a mistake. Now, he says it'll be less conservative because the conservatives, the Freedom Caucus, is not going to support any bill except a pure bill. And again, it's another insurance bill, folks. Burn that into your brain. And that's never going to happen. So the president wants to try to move the country forward. Now he has to work with the Democrats. That's very unfortunate. Now, he said that he was saddened by the fact after years of promises by the Republican lawmakers to repeal and place former President Barack Obama, which I said. Now, Republicans are in charge. He said, we conservatives have been cut out of the loop for years. I don't know what's so conservative about trying to fix stupid, but that's according to Poe. He said, we formed the Freedom Caucus so that we can have the input, and we finally got the input this year when we had the majority. The Freedom Caucus had a lot of input into this bill. We met with the president for over an hour and a half, and the vice president and the cabinet, and changes were to be to accommodate what the Freedom Caucus wanted. But at the end of the day, they continued to say, as a group, no. The reason they said no is there at the heart of this was a true bunch of conservatives that said, you can't fix stupid, stupid. And they said, no, we want to repeal Obamacare. You know, and politically, folks, this is not expedient. This is rather ugly. Finger pointing goes on. Obamacare stays in place. But they spent 17 days trying to fix stupid and then trying to sell it to the American people. And thankfully, there were some people that are still left in this, we've got to come up with a better term than swamp, corporate headquarters, USA. That they couldn't get the Band-Aid passed. So this guy is out there lamenting. He says, but when it counted, they got cold feet. They wouldn't do it. They made excuses. So it's time for me to leave that group and be more of an independent conservative in the House. Now, we had lively discussions, as we should, he added. He said, we disagreed, but I was convinced that many of the members of the caucus were never going to say yes to a bill ever. I think they would have voted against the Ten Commandments if it came up for a vote. Really, Mr. Poe, you want to go there? So I could not convince them. What he was trying to convince them of is to go with Paul Ryan. Let's get a pure bill, whatever pure BS that means. A pure bill to have the president sign. And he's lamenting, he's leaving the group that he started because it had conservatives that just said no. Now, here's something, Mr. Poe, that you may want to consider because you're in the House of Representatives. We still have that little thing called the ballot box. And you think the people out here in this country are happy that Obamacare was not repealed? They have a very long memory of how many times they've been screwed and lied to. You're jumping back in the mainstream conservative muckety-muck stuff out there and hoping if you keep your head down that the good people of Texas will reelect you. I don't think they're going to. I think what I see going on in the state of Texas is that people are stepping up and going, you know what? We need to replace these people that are compromising. See, that's the art of politics, Ron, is the art of compromise.
Yeah.
When we have been compromised beyond belief. Rob in Chicago. Hello, Rob.
Evening, gentlemen.
Hi.
I just wanted to pop in a little bit of oversight here that I'm exhausted from working. I haven't been able to follow this stuff as much, but on the overview, it just smells dirty again. You got Ryan, who has waffled more times than the Waffle House in the last year, and you've got him in charge of this big stinking pile of cow manure that wasn't what it was designed to be. And then you've got this other guy, Poe, from Texas, that you're saying he was put in place so that he could help lead the good conservative people to the right decision of, you know, voting this. Everybody's just got to take a step back and just, you know, the whole place down there is still just dirty as, you know, dirty as the south side of Chicago's worst gutters. And, you know, I don't know that we're going to... I'm starting to have doubts again, John, that we're going to get anything done because everything that Trump really, really is trying to do, like you said, he's a neophyte. He's a, you know, a rookie in that he doesn't know how to... He knew how to manhandle him at first, but and dizzy him. But then he took a step back. He needs to go out there and start swinging. He needs to start arresting people, putting people in jail that are doing whatever they're doing in sanctuary cities. He needs to, you know, manhandle these people to get them to understand that the people want this done. And unfortunately, the citizens have stepped back, too. They go, oh, good, Donald Trump's in there, and he's doing great stuff, and we're going to let him do this. And they're stepping back from their representatives, their Congress critters, and, you know, and unfortunately, the people are getting lazy again. You know, they're all getting happy that Trump's in there doing this and that, but we're getting nowhere fast. And we're getting in deep in all these damn wars, like you said. So,
well,
I don't know, sir.
I have said this, and I will say it again, at the cost of maybe raining on somebody's parade out there. I'm still on the Trump watch, like we all should be. And, you know, I'm looking, you know, look at his Supreme Court nomination. This guy is, we were told, a strict constructionist. He is a strict constitutionalist. No, he's not. Go back and look at his cases as being a federal judge. He is not Anton Scalia. He is not, by any way, shape, or form, a replacement for Scalia. And here's another scary note on that front. Now that we have the Supreme Court that's not doing what the Supreme Court was supposed to do, and that was rule on constitutional issues, and they could only do that if it was part of the Constitution and the intent of the framers and the body of that politic that was created, called the United States of America. So he's going to have a chance. Ruth Bader Ginsburg said if Trump got elected, she was going to leave. Well, we're all still waiting. She's still there. But what are we replacing? What are we replacing Scalia with? You know, I mean,
should have been Andrew Napolitano.
Well, and thank you for bringing that up, because that was going to be the next statement out of my mouth. Judge Napolitano will no longer be seen on Fox News.
And, yeah, exactly, because he told the truth.
Exactly. So here was the last vestige of what we would have. And most of these creatures, their talking heads, have law degrees. Well, this guy, he was a light year and a half ahead of these characters. So the true conservative voice representing positive law in this country has been eliminated from Fox News. What does that tell you? This is the guy that if I were Trump, I would have nominated him over Gorsuch.
In the blink of an eye. I don't know how he missed him.
Well,
he had somebody else whispering in his ears.
Well, and you know what? If you're going to be a manager and you claim to be one of the best deal makers on the planet, how can you get any deals made when you can't pick the right people for your team that you can absolutely trust? Unless, of course, the problem is in Mr. Trump's court, that he can't quite make up his mind what he wants to do and how he needs to get there with what personnel. I mean, the only thing I can think of, Rob, this is like you got a regular conventional war and you go over to the other side, you're using their assets and their personnel supposedly to fight on your side. It ain't never going to work, and your little commander is going to be shot to smithereens. In other words, you're going to lose the battle, but you're also going to lose the war. And he is eyeball deep in it.
Here's a question: Is it that he is so deep in how, you know, how much did they get to Trump, or, you know, did he realize that this big pile of stuff that he's in is deeper, and, you know, it's above what he has available at the time, especially with them tying his hands with all his appointees. Look at how much time and energy was expended on all, you know, trying to get him through the House and, you know, through all the approval process. So, you know, unfortunately, yeah, 17 days of this shenanigans is putting it nice. It's absolute waste of taxpayers' dollars. You know, and for any one of them to present Trump with having to stand up there and tell us that we're going to send people to the countries again that we said that we weren't going to do. No. No. He should be shutting bases down. He should be pulling out of NATO. You know, fix this thing. Fix it now. And, I don't know. I mean, I'm still planning on buying another 1,000 rounds of ammo shortly. So I'll be, there won't be a whole lot left of what's left around me. That's all I can say if it goes sideways. That's just the way it's going
to
be.
Well, and all the issues that are set to destroy this country are not being touched. You know, we keep still nibbling around the periphery, and we're all ignoring. Well, I'm not, but and I know Ron McDonald's not, and most of the listeners of this network are not. We have a fundamental problem to fix in this country, and we still have the money masters controlling. And to do anything, to fix anything in this country, to fix anything. Fix it now and keep it fixed for the future. It is necessarily going to mean that we have to dump this Federal Reserve middleman, fractionalized reserve banking crap and get rid of it for all time in order to build a sustainable economy based on sound money is the only sane way to go. We've had our 100-year-plus experiment with these joy boys, and look what it has brought us. With people in Washington that are not accountable for anything, will spend any amount of money, or better still, borrow it, on future earnings and tax rolls. They called it kicking the can down the road, but it was bigger than that. If you're on a sound money system, you can't go into debt. They made sure that they cleared the hurdles from that. And the United States government, oh boy, all the credit that it so richly deserves to do the business for you and I, Rob. Never forget that.
I got a good joke for you, though, on the side of it. Saturday at the nice place where I go to pick up the coin shop, pick up some more silver. Guy in front of me is paying, and he goes, how are you going to pay today? He goes, cash as usual. He goes, until that's unable to be, used. And the guy behind the counter goes, well, we're actually going to be starting to ask for silver in payment shortly. So the choke is silver to pay for silver that you're buying or gold. So, and I thought that was just kind of funny. It was an ironic slap in the money system.
Well, so. Really? This guy actually said this to you, that the only way we'll sell you silver is if you buy it with silver?
Well, it was a joke because of we have the ongoing joke of trading worthless dollars for silver now. So it's kind of a way of, understanding. There's very few people around that actually understand the game that's going on.
And isn't that a shame? They watched real money in this country up and disappear, be shoved out of the way. The one thing that would truly regulate the shenanigans and the goings-on in Washington, D.C., in state capitals all across the United States, would be an honest money system, an incorruptible money system. And now, what they've created is the most gigantic debt bubble that any one country has ever seen. And it's better than $150 trillion and still counting. And then we're told by Janet Yellen, the head honcho, the brainiac behind the Federal Reserve, she's now dictating that, we're probably going to have to put another $1 trillion into quantitative easing. She is suggesting, more than suggesting, what she is saying, that the American people have got to go back on the hook for another $1 trillion to bail out the banks that are too big to fail, that should have failed back in 2008. There are no fixes being offered. We're just being fed pablum.
And the fat cast gets fatter.
Well, so. And here's the irony to this. They use the funny money system, the fake wealth that they have created, to go out there and secure real assets. You know, they
exactly.
You know, they're not sitting around holding on to their dollars and going, "Hey, we're in pretty good shape. Look at these piles of greenbacks we got here." No, no,
they're buying everything they can up.
You're damn right they are. While they're still negotiable. All right.
They own it all, including us. Yes. Thank you, Ronald.
Thank you, Ronald.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
You know, the thing that bothers me most about Trump, and I don't understand why he's not doing it, is removing and replacing large packs of officials in the CIA, FBI, and NSA, and any other agency that he needs to have loyalty from. It's just, you know, I haven't seen any removal of officers.
You're not going to see it. He is in over his head, whether he has kneeled down to the threat or he thinks he's sidestepping it by not taking them head on. I don't know what he's thinking, but the swamp will consume him. He's going to be, in a couple million years, he'll be like a dinosaur, a lump of coal forming in his swamp.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge, to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free, at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com and use promo code TALK.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, we have the armed anti-fascist communist march in response to the Arizona Trump rally. Now, you first heard about the brown shirts for the La Reconquista, the Mexican communist, brown beret communist, They were out there saying that, you know, all this stuff belongs to the United, you know, Mexico and not United States. No, it was actually purchased from the Mexican government. The deal was made. Get over it. There's no refunds on this. But they stole the name Brown Berets from the Mexican communist. And they're showing themselves and calling themselves the Brown Berets, organized to call to arms this weekend to a peaceful, family-friendly march in support of President Donald Trump, veterans, and the needy in Phoenix, Arizona. That's their response to Donald Trump. Now they're getting armed. Bunch of losers. According to local reports, the crew of approximately 40 also marched with rifles in hand in the region of the pro-Trump rally, handing out flyers promoting the John Brown Gun Club and Redneck Revolt, which aims to put the red back in redneck. Now, many in the group were, ironically, wearing brown shirts as well as black bandanas across their faces, and typical Antifa, or Antifa, what stands for the anti-fascists, just call yourself the anti-fascist. In their operating fashion, they assembled in a public space but demanded that they not be filmed as to not expose their identities, even warning one Phoenix News Time reporter, Stephen Lemons, that his iPhone could be damaged if he continued to record them. And understand this, you asshats, that if you're in a public arena, if you are in the public, you can be filmed. There's not a damn thing you can do about it unless you want to go outside the law and attack people and their personal property. I'm going to warn you, this is what they said, I'm going to warn you that we're not responsible as a group. They're not going to be responsible for harming somebody or their equipment. This is what they said. We're going to warn you that we're not responsible for anything that might happen to that phone. Redneck Revolt states that the group is working to stem the tide of reactionary recruitment within white working class communities, fight white supremacy, and build a liberatory, is this even a word? A liberatory community defense. White working class participation in state and paramilitary organizations and formations like the Ku Klux Klan, the Minutemen, the U.S. Armed Forces, and the Council of Conservative Citizens has undermined the struggle for freedom among all people. What freedom? Where does this freedom derive from? Yeah. Stupid people now arming themselves. And here's the bigger question. What are they going to do with this? It's certainly within the Second Amendment rights of the Brown Berets to carry and bear arms as they choose. The proclivity, though, of leftists, specifically the anti-fascists, towards initiating unpredictable, vicious violence against anyone they deem to be a white supremacist Nazi brings into question how future confrontations like these might play out, especially considering how little training and experience they likely have in comparison with the right-wing extremist in this country and the groups loaded with veterans, hunters, and former law enforcement and people that do know what freedom is. Understand freedom. It's not a word pulled out of a dictionary so you can assign your own definition to. God almighty. And I can guarantee you this is being headed up by somebody in government. Oh boy.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.